We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker. And Coach, you were supposed to play three games this week. Unfortunately, Mother Nature is just not wanting you to play a lot of basketball games so far to start the season. You did get your game on Monday, though, against Algona, a makeup game. You guys traveled to Algona. They're able to get the best of you, 80-35. Coach, tell me about the game a little bit.
Yeah, they did. They're a very good team. They're hitting all cylinders and playing very well together. And we knew that going in, and I was actually at halftime, we felt pretty good. I think we were down 12 at halftime, but we're doing some good things. And I thought, especially defensively, we adjusted kind of on the run and not knowing a lot about them in the first half. But second half, you have to give Algona credit. They turned things up a notch and took a couple things away from us early in the second half, and that led to turnovers, and they just got things rolling. And, you know, when you got one team playing with a lot of confidence, seems like everything they threw up went in. And then on the flip side, we weren't playing with a lot of confidence after that. We could not get anything going on either end of the court. But, you know, I thought our effort was there. I think we talked later that we had five guys trying to do everything, and that isn't a good mix. When you're trying to do everything, you don't do anything very well. So we got back to the practice court later that week and kind of talked about what everybody does well and that they need to focus in on that. So it wasn't a lot of fun over there the second half, but I think it's something that these guys learn from and can build on. And in fact, we had probably our best three practices after that. So we were excited to get going again, but, you know, Mother Nature's kind of crazy right now in December and not able to do that.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild. We'll talk more about that in a moment. First, Coach, I want to stay on the Algona game for a moment. First quarter, they outscored you quite a bit, but second quarter, your team played really well. They only outscored you by one. It was 17-16 in that second quarter before they took control again in the third. What worked so well for your team in the second quarter?
I think they just played within themselves. You know, we got used to the speed in which they were playing with, and they've got a couple really good shooters. We did a much better job of identifying them. And, you know, we thought we had a little bit of an advantage inside. And I think once we got over the speed of how fast they were playing in the second quarter settled down, we found Carson Strukel inside. He finished strong in the second quarter at 10 points. I thought Ty Dilbu played really well inside. Also with seven, we had Bransoy that kind of had the flu bug, so it didn't get a lot of minutes, so we had to move Ty inside there, and he did a nice job. But I think we just kind of got our focus a little bit, and the game slowed down for us. And like I said, at halftime, I thought we had some things going for us, but we had a couple plays coming into the second half that they just took away from us, and it led to easy runouts, and then we just started kind of pressing a little bit and went away from what kept us in the game there. And then, like I said, it just snowballed, and the kids kept trying, and then they just, I bet they shot 70-75% second half, and we just could not slow them down.
Yeah, it's been wild. You guys were supposed to play Eagle Grove, kind of an elusive game that has been postponed now twice on Thursday. And then last night, you guys were scheduled to play West Hancock at home. That game also not happening. So let's stay practice, Coach. You guys have been practicing, so let's talk about practice. You mentioned how good it's been, or you've been practicing a little bit. Of course, you missed those on the snow days, but why has practice been so good?
Well, I think we went back and focused in on, like I said, I think early with a young team and an inexperienced team, I should say, everybody, and they're all trying to do their best, and they're trying to do so many things. They aren't focusing in on one or two things that they really need to do well for our team to win. So we went through on Tuesday and just kind of looked at roles again and redefined some things, and then looked as a team what we wanted to be about. And I think we practiced then, had a better purpose to our practices, and individually guys are just focused in a little bit more on what they needed to do to help the team, both at the offensive and defensive ends. And we did that on Tuesday, and then Wednesday and Thursday, we just kept building on that. And I just liked the way we were. I liked the tempo of our practices. We were getting up and down like we want to do, and guys' shots were going down. We were getting a little more confident as well. And even the guys who played a lot of JV, they struggled a little bit over there on Monday night, and I thought they really practiced well. They have all year, but I just thought all the guys came in with a little better focus. And, you know, when you get beat like that as a coach, you kind of wonder what kind of team you're going to get the next day. Are they going to come in still gun shy? And these guys responded back and wanted to get better, and that's always a good sign. So we were really excited to get back and get a couple games under our belt, but unfortunately that's not happening yet. But when it does, I think you're going to see a team that's going to be a little bit more focused and competitive. And, you know, and that's another word we talked about a lot, was just competing. And when things don't go well, you got to fight through those and a little bit of adversity, and hopefully we can do that.
And it's pretty wild, Coach. You're going to play two games next week, or scheduled to play two games next week, both of them on the road, which is going to mean that you guys play just one game at home before Christmas, which is pretty wild. Not sure that's happened before, but let's talk about those two games on the road next week. You're going to start off first with a 5-1 Crestwood team before going to Belmont on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, we get the long road trip to Cresco against a very good team. Like you mentioned, they were 5-1, and Decor got them this week at some point. I'm not sure. I've lost track of days, but knocked them off, and Decor is a really good team, and I think Cresco had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter and lost that. So they're a team much like Algona, like to get up and down. They're long, they're athletic, and they took some lumps early in the last couple of years when they were young, and now most of those guys are seniors, and they have a new coach that's in his second year, so they're getting really comfortable. So that's going to be a huge challenge for us going over there. And then when we get back, we get on the bus again the next day and go down to Belmont and play at Belmont in another conference game. And, you know, we're just hopeful we can get those two games in and go into break with a little bit of momentum.
Coach, best of luck to you and your team on Monday and Tuesday in Cresco and Belmont. We'll talk to you before those games on the broadcast. Thanks again for your time, as always.
All right, thanks, Aaron.
That's Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker.